Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ra Ramsey, who you'll all be glad to know I didn't stab.
Wow. Was that a thing?
I said last week.
Right.
Surprised I haven't stabbed him yet.
Right.
I mean, it's all a joke.
Yeah. Should be my husband, Chris Ramsey, who's living on borrowed time. Mm-hmm. That is what it feels like, to be fair, during this lockdown.
Doesn't it?
During this whole podcast, during this entire experience. Rosie. It's episode 65.
Jeez,
we've been doing this forever.
It's older than our parents.
If it were years. Right, yeah. God, that was painful. I went cross-eyed there trying to work that out. Guys, thank you so much for listening. It's episode 65. As always, thank you for always coming back. We love you so much. And without further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. Now, Rosie, this is a sponsor I've been meaning to work with for a long time.
Early days,
were lined up to be sponsored by these guys, early days,
yeah.
And slipped through the gap.
Oh.
And finally, we've managed to make it work.
Right.
In the here today.
Great.
This week's sponsor is Crisps. Hey.
Have you not done this before?
Nah. Listen to them all. Hadn't done them. Felt like I had. Hadn't done them.
Right.
Hey. See? Slipped through the gaps. All makes sense. Crisps. Hey. A little bit hungry before dinner? Have some crisps.
Mm.
Hey, a little bit hungry after dinner? Have some crisps.
Great.
Yeah. Hey, a little bit more hungry instead of dinner? Crisp sandwich.
I've got one.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, grown up in a family of five, hide them in your knicker drawer.
No, that doesn't work. We'll edit that one out. they're not going to like that. They don't want knickers being mentioned alongside their product.
All right, okay, yeah.
No. Hey.
Don't want them in your knickers.
Stop it.
Be a bit crunchy.
We're literally losing money.
Cut your vagina.
That was quite funny. And awful. It's more about the flavour and the salt getting in there.
Unless anyway, they watch it.
Awful. You've almost ruined the last bit, the final bit.
Oh, God. How can I ruin this?
They're trying to move into like a higher, like a, you know, like a higher level of society.
They're on the wrong podcast.
Fair point. Right. But the last one was,
come on.
Feeling posh, put them in a bowl. Crisps. Thank you.
I'll give you, yeah, okay, great. Well done. Yeah. Very good. Oh, here's a jingle.
Fuck me.
I was laughing at your job. Oh, yeah.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello, moshoris. Welcome back. Guess what?
What?
I'm in a flipping good mood.
I'm in a really good mood,
what?
Actually.
Is this, what's going on?
I really am.
Both in a good mood together?
Yeah, this
for
never happens.
Sex?
What? No, that's not. No. Let's not be silly.
That would
be silly
ruin
here.
Our good mood, if anything.
Oh, we're still... we locked up? I don't know if we're locked up still. Are we still locked up? We're semi-locked up.
I think it's a bit... Well, I don't know. I think we kind of are, right? If you use your common sense,
mm-hmm.
like we are, you know, you're not opening yourself up to seeing everybody. Yeah. It's still... We are still need to use common sense. Don't kind of just have a barbecue with all your mates around it. We're not there yet, right?
We're not there yet.
Uh-huh. But you can meet another member of your family in the park.
Yeah, out in the open spaces.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
Rosie, I went for a bike ride yesterday. I cycled along, spoke to a lad. I overtook him because I'm fast and I'm a bike guy.
Yeah.
Then he overtook me because I forgot my sunglasses and I got a fly in my eye, so I had to stop. Then I overtook him again and asked him if the path we're on went to the quayside.
Mm-hmm.
And turns out he was in sixth form, upper six at Harton School. So he was there when I was doing my dancing training. And he wanted a selfie because his sister listened to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, take the selfie and make sure you tell your sister that you know for a fact I'm a bike guy because you've seen us on my bike.
Great.
Boom.
So you talked to a stranger yesterday?
Rosie, I'm talking to strangers at the minute, more than ever.
Oh.
More than ever.
Wow.
Yeah. I had a lovely little day. I went all the way along the riverside, the quayside. You go through, there's a pedestrian tunnel.
Oh, please, No, I'm stopping you here.
Right.
I'm stopping you here.
Okay.
Because this is one of me beefs. Are we there already? Look, we were in a good mood.
Don't
tell people your bike route because nobody gives a shit.
I wasn't going to say
No. If you're going to be a bike guy, that's fine, right? I'm really chuffed for you.
Right.
You've lost weight. You look great. Right, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Jealous.
No. Nobody wants to know where you've been on your bike.
Okay.
Nobody wants to know where anyone has been on their run.
Are you saying, are you saying I shouldn't upload the little map of how far I've done to Facebook?
God,
no. Okay,
please.
Are you sure about that?
Nobody
Right, because everyone seems to do that and I feel like everyone needs to know.
No.
What about if I just phone everyone in my phone book and tell them which way I went? What if I painted each route on the side of my house? All I was going to say was my mate said you can get all the way down the river either side. My mate Sean, he said you can get all the way down the river either side.
I thought you meant that lad you were talking to.
Well, he's also my mate. Bike mate. Hey, ride together, die together. Bike boys for life.
That's a motorcycle club.
It's actually Bad Boys the movie, but I just changed it. So what I'm saying is, my mate said, Sean said, oh, you can go down the river on either side.
Mm.
And I was like, that's amazing. I've never done that. Halfway, I was like, I know why I've never done this. It's literally the route should be called. Take this route if you want to be on the local news for finding a dead body.
Oh, really?
It was the roughest. And at one point, I went past this like pub car park and the pub was shut down. And I looked over and there was loads of vans parked and like buses and things. And I was like, what the hell is this? And I realized it was the scene. Someone sent me a viral video at the weekend of like, loads of people breaking social distancing because there was a bare-knuckle boxing match in a car park. It was that. And I stopped and I took a photo and I was like, and I took a video for my mates on my Zoom. I was like, lads, look, I found the site where everyone was having the bare-knuckle boxing. My mate went past on his bike again. He was like, are you all right? I was like, oh, I'm just on my holidays taking photos of all the sites.
That was great. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Ride together, die together. Bike boys for life.
Got nothing to say to it because it just infuriates us.
Because it's perfect and it needs nothing added.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Been having a lot of thinking time, obviously, recently.
Yeah.
Because you just...
Sorry, are you breaking up with me?
What? Oh, no. Oh, that...
It's just something people say when...
Chris, if I was ever going to do it, that's not how I would do it. I would ghost the shit out of you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just wouldn't answer any of your calls.
It's impossible to ghost me. Good luck. I'm tenacious.
Yeah, you are. A pain in the arse. Yeah. I know I've just been thinking about, you know... Life's a bit different now. Obviously, we've got the podcast. You know, jobs-wise, people are thinking about jobs being furloughed. Mm. I don't know how to explain this, but there's a lot of people who've lost their jobs recently, and it's really shit. But I was thinking, I was like, if I had lost my job, what would I want to do instead?
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of thinking about jobs that I might want to do. And honestly, you know what came top?
Wow.
I would actually really like to work in a supermarket and pick people's shopping. For the deliveries.
Oh, right. Just walk around filling the things. Yeah,
people do that. Because I just think it would be really interesting to be like, right, what's these people getting? And you'd group all the stuff together. You'd be like, yep. I knew you'd get that.
Yeah, I know that. Know what they're having for tea. Mm. Yeah. Oh, getting all the stuff for bolognese and you're not putting carrot in.
Yeah, oh, I'd be judgy. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, no garlic. All right.
I totally get on board with that. However,
personally,
I couldn't take the pressure of having to put something else in when something they wanted wasn't there. Oh, nah. I can't do that. When you put something on the list, Rosie, and I go to the shop for you, and the thing you want isn't there, and I phone you and you don't answer your phone to tell us, I just stand in the supermarket, just it's still, in silence, staring at the floor, panicking. I don't know what to do. I couldn't do it with someone else. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. Well, do you know, there was one time we got a home delivery, you know, when we used to get them.
Yeah.
And I'd put cod two cod pieces on the thing.
Right.
And the man came, bless him, he's a lovely man who delivers the shopping. And he was like, they didn't have any cod, so I got you some salmon. And I was like, oh, it's a completely different kind of fish.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. I spat in his face for that. That was when you were still like, no, that was when you were still like, speaking people's faces, remember?
Shut up, Chris. But I was just like, that was a rookie mistake.
That's like saying, oh, they didn't have any French baguette, so I got you some crumpets.
Yes.
It's kind of similar, but it's also fucking so different. Yeah.
I know.
Salmon and... Oh, I'm having battered salmon and chips for my tea.
Yeah. But all that is to me is he's not the cook of the house.
No. But he did it himself. So he goes around the shop and then he drives it out.
Yeah, that's what they do. Job. Isn't that a nice little job? It's I would quite job. Like that. So that's me plan.
Guy came to fix my car the other day on the drive,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, I was like, how's it all for you? How's this lockdown and everything? He was like, great. He was like, I literally drive around, roads are empty. He was like, I was at the Lake District yesterday. I was up in Edinburgh the day before. I was like, bloody, he was buzzing. He was glowing. Yeah. He had the tan on his arm. I've put his arm out the window.
Oh, nice.
One of his arms had been on holiday. The other one had been in quarantine.
Motorway tan.
Had on.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what job I'd like?
What job?
Genuinely. And I'm not taking the piss here.
Mm.
I think it's a job you have to do. Either mass on mass, like you have to really like go for it, industrial scale, or you have to like be kind of rich and then retiring to do it. Because I knew a guy who used to work in a jeweler's, but then he retired.
Okay.
Dog walker. I'd love it.
You'd love to be a dog walker.
I'd love it. I even downloaded, well, when we did Jason Manford's radio show, he told us about that app, that Borrow My Dog or whatever, where you go on. So I downloaded the app where you can just go in your area and see who wants their dog walking, but I was too embarrassed.
Why don't you do it? You've got loads of time on your hands.
Well, I haven't got that much time, but...
You have got a lot of time on your hands, and you're absolutely doing sod all with it.
I think you find I'm pounding the pavements and cycle paths of the northeast.
Yeah.
Making friends.
Well, I wish you'd put the same amount of effort into wood, cork and all the skirting boards.
What?
That you said you were going to do 3 weeks ago.
Oh, right, because I haven't... Right, well, I can't go to B&Q because you've got a bloody click and collect or whatever. Oh, my dad's going to B&Q today. I could have got him some... I could have got him to get some decorator's cork and I could have done all the skirting boards. Oh, okay. Why have I said that out loud? I want to walk dogs.
Babadoo, 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 ba. I need to take this moment to let you know that you are in the absolute minority
right.
of people... who, as kids, used to stick their arms out and spin round to get a space in a hole.
Oh, I've had nothing but shit on Twitter for this.
I honestly am now wondering whether you actually went to school at all.
Right, well...
I feel like you might have been homeschooled and you're just living in this imaginary world. Both your schools have been knocked down, apparently.
She did the speech mark thing with her fingers.
Knocked down. Yeah. They don't exist.
Yeah.
Both your primary schools.
Yeah.
So I'm just, did you go to school, Chris? Now is you can come clean.
Right.
You've got a lovely career.
Right.
You've done well.
Yeah.
Did you go to school?
Yes. I did go to school.
Well, you didn't, Chris. You didn't. You didn't spin round.
I'm sure I went to school. Right. So the spinning round thing, everyone has told me that that was a thing and that everyone did it. And then people who went to my school who I haven't spoken to for years randomly tweeted us going, we did that. Right, you're wrong. So I think
so
I've just
got
misremembered
people in
it.
On it, have you?
No,
you
no.
Paid people to tweet saying, Chris, we did do it.
That's
oh, hey, well, you were. You're taking this too far. You're taking this too far.
Right. I'm sure, was your head teacher the same as mine? What was your head teacher called?
Mr. Newcomb.
Right. Mine was called Mam. What was your what was your PE teacher called?
What, at primary school? Just what, all of them?
Right, yeah. Right. Mine was called Dad. I might have been homeschooled, actually. There's two teachers. And they were there in the morning when I woke up as well.
How far was it to walk to work to school, sorry?
I was there. I woke up there.
Down the stairs.
I was homeschooled, wasn't I?
You were
I was
absolutely homeschooled. Yeah.
Didn't realise. How big was your yard?
Like massive.
Right, okay.
What was yours?
It's a garden. Yeah, garden.
The back garden.
Yeah. How many pupils in your class?
Including me, about like 28, 29.
Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How many were in yours?
Two.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Who was the other one?
Me and a plant.
You and the plant.
Great. Sunflower I was growing.
I'm glad we finally got to the truth. Honestly. Do you know what it is?
I'd have fucking hated being homeschooled. Can you imagine how shit that must be?
Well, this is the thing. Speaking of homeschool, a lot of people are doing it at the moment. Big props to all the parents out there homeschooling, putting the effort in. We are not.
No. Robin's currently doing a PhD in Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, he's doing really well. I'm really proud of him. He washed the windows yesterday.
Yeah.
And I put it on Instagram and I got a lot of messages from teachers saying that's actually really good for his gross motor skills.
Right, okay.
So I just did it for a bit of content on Instagram.
Right.
Turns out I'm a mint mam.
Right, okay.
And he's learning
gross motor skills. What's gross motor skills?
Like, there's fine motor skills and there's gross motor skills. And I can't remember the difference. Oh, I think gross motor skills is good for like pen holding and things like that. Oh. So your movements and that.
Gross motor skills is like getting your dick out and that?
No. Like, they learn that later on.
You're fucking joking. He's already doing that. Every 5 minutes he's getting his todger out. Loves
Yeah, because he's got balleitis. Poor Ben's got a bloody fungal infection in his willy. I didn't mean to tell him.
I don't know why you've told the whole world that.
Bless yeah, but he's quite...
I'm in shock.
Well, this is another thing. Yeah. This is what's our life been like during blooming lockdown with
Robin's
just health.
Picked things. Robin's said, what's that, Mum and Dad? The doctors aren't readily available. Oh, okay. Well, I'll just have fucking loads of stuff wrong with us for the
so
crack.
So many.
I've bloody lived in that queue outside Boots. Creams and ointments and drops and fucking all kinds of shit.
We'll just quickly tell you, because he's not going to be listening to this for many, many years.
Yeah.
They'll probably be dead and gone by then, podcasts. But he's got a bit of a boss eye, so his eye's gone a bit funny.
Cross-eyed. Don't say boss eye. That might be upsetting to people who've got, you know, cross eyes.
Is that not what it's called?
I don't know. It's one of them things where we'll get an email or a tweet going, I work for the boss-eyed society of... Shropshire, and we are campaigning to get your podcast taken down. Do you know
okay,
what I mean?
Well, I just always knew it as a boss eye.
Well, you know, one of his eyes is going inward when he watches the telly, which is, all our opticians are shut, so that's great.
Well, just as well, as a little side note, I did ring the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
I sent them a picture of him being cross-eyed, and she was great. You can still ring the doctors and it's actually a really, really good service.
Oh, they're brilliant, And they are going to get back to you, aren't they?
Yeah, and when
did they say they were going to get back to you?
She didn't.
Weeks ago and they're not back. Fucking shit. Waste of time.
No, I rang them again though and it has been referred to a consultant and I actually think in normal circumstances that's what happens anyway. So we've just got to wait for that. Anyway, he then got a lovely little rash which was just great out of nowhere.
Bright
I was
red,
like,
little spots and that
brilliant.
Happening.
So we've had to change all of the
for a kid who's already had chickenpox twice.
Yeah.
Like no kids get chickenpox twice. He's already had it twice. He was getting it again.
And then... You know, he's got a little infection in his penis.
Yep.
Which is just lovely. So he was just scratching his bits all the time. And we were like, Robin, can you stop doing that?
He's walking around like a rapper, isn't
he? Yeah, he was. And then, so we had to take a little picture of his todge to the doctor, which was a bit weird.
That was weird. That was a weird photo shoot.
I know, that was very, it was not a nice experience. And I've had to put cream on it ever since. You won't do it.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I've never had a foreskin and the freak is out. I don't like him at all. It's upset. The other day he was like, Daddy, I can pull the skin back myself. You know, if I might put the cream on, I was like, really good boy. Well done. He went, should I show you? I went, I'm all right. And then he was like, come on, I'll show you. I went, I'm all right. But you've got to make it like, not like, oh, no. You've got to kind of be like, no, son, it's okay. I was like, come on, no, Daddy's busy. I don't want you to see you pull your skin. But, oh, honestly.
Well, that's his new party trick now, though.
Jesus.
Because I had to get him to do it to put the cream on. Now he won't stop doing it. I'm like, please,
Rosie, I'm telling you,
put the end of your penis away.
One day you're going to go put the cream on. There's going to be Lego up there.
Oh, my word.
Or other toys.
Oh, I don't even want to know. So, anyway, he's absolutely fine. But it's just been like...
Trust him. It's just
why?
Him.
Why?
It's what he does.
Now.
It's what he does. He's the kid who gets ill on a Friday night. Do you know what I mean? That's who he is. He's just awkward.
He's the kid who vomits Christmas Eve.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is
he has done
shut?
That before.
Yeah, he has done. Yeah, yeah. Is everything shut? Oh, okay, then I'll just be ill for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? I wouldn't change him.
Well, I mean, I'd fix his dick, but yeah. Rest of him's all right.
Oh, don't. I bloody love him. He's the only person, and I mean that, I really do mean that, who's getting me through this lockdown.
Fucking hell. Good grief.
No, he really is, but it's a total juxtaposition because he's the only person who actually cheers us up, like genuinely, like,
yeah.
I love you, right? But, you know, we're husband and wife, we're getting on each other's
like
nerves.
You as a friend.
Great. But Robin can literally come and give me a cuddle or a hug and I'll just be like inside, just like...
You feel it, you light up, don't you, when your kid cuddles you? It's crazy.
But at the same time, he's the one who's getting on my nerves the most. And it's really hard because I'm like, you're the one who cheers me up, but you're also the one who actually makes us really frustrated. And I can't get it. I can't get the balance right in my head. So, but I think everyone's like that at the minute.
People who don't have kids, honestly, enjoy your Netflix on this lockdown. You lucky fucking fool.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello.
Oh, here we go.
All right, Chris.
Which one's this?
Oh, it's me, Sharon. Do you remember Sharon?
No, you're going to have
Sharon from the pub.
Oh, right. Yes, yes, yes. Who yeah. She wouldn't finger you in a million years.
That's me.
That's you, yeah. Listeners might have to go back to get this... to get this narrative point, but yeah, come on then.
Just wanted to say I've been listening to the podcast and I'm like a proper fan now.
Oh, God.
And I've started a new group. Right. If you, I'd just like any of your listeners to know, because I'm like a changed woman.
Right.
It's called Fingers Anonymous. And it's just for people like me who... who
painful.
Loved being fingered but didn't get fingered from their partners. So it's a group that meets, we meet twice a week,
right.
At the local post office,
right,
just outside because it's closed at the minute. But just wanted to let anyone know if they want to come along.
Why,
anyone's
why
welcome.
Why are you getting fingered outside a post office? Why is this?
No, Chris, there's no fingering involved.
Okay.
This, you don't understand.
Right, what's the group for then?
It's for people who... are obsessed with getting fingered.
Right.
So this is, it's like, it's trying to help people not have
right,
to be
okay.
fingered all the
oh,
time.
Oh, right.
That's
okay.
where my aggression comes from, because all the time, because I just wanted being, I wanted to be poked constantly.
Oh, Jesus.
And now I think, well, I can't live like that.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had my lad under the table when I was eating my dinner and that, and I just think, I can't live like this anymore.
Jesus Christ.
So it's for people like that.
Right,
and
okay.
it's a disease. It's real, Chris. We've got 95 members already.
Right, okay. How many fingers is that?
Hundreds. Check out okay. on Facebook. We've
right,
had to
yeah.
put a different name, though.
Oh, okay.
Because
right.
I didn't want it to sound so obvious.
Right, okay.
It's called the Digit Detective. So, if you don't mind sharing that, I would be really grateful.
No,
and
no.
I just want to apologise to Rosie for shouting at her in the pub because
right, okay.
that was a bad day.
Right,
I'd gone like at least 4 hours without having a finger.
Right,
so
okay.
you know.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Lots of love.
Right.
Okay. We've got a little sign. You can't see it because I'm on, but it's just two fingers in the air like that.
Right.
You put it in your mouth, you go.
Right.
Like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That. Have you ever thought of them big foam fingers that you take to sports events? What about them? That would be good.
That would be amazing.
That would be good, yeah.
Right, thank you. See, this has been really
copyright
helpful.
Copyright Chris Ramsey 2020. You
thank
can't have
you.
Them.
You
can't,
all right.
No, there's no thank you. You can't have them. Mine.
Yeah.
It's mine now.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Great. Bye now.
You know the weirdest bit about most of the beefs is, and them characters, you just sound like your brother. You look a bit like your brother as well, the face you pull when you're doing them, and it really freaks us out. Friends of mine and your brothers have messages going, she just sounds like Kev.
No.
Yeah, you just sound like Kev. It's hilarious.
I really wanted it. Why couldn't I get Kev on the phone last time?
I don't know.
Should I try and get his voice?
You
Hang
sound
on.
Exactly like him.
So you think my brother Kevin sounds like all of the beefs?
All of them.
Right, well,
yeah.
he has a
You
little...
look like him as well when you're doing it.
Okay, so I'm just really quickly going to ring my little brother to see if Chris is right.
You sound exactly like him.
Here we go.
Frightening.
Hello.
Hiya, Kev. It's me. You all right?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just ringing you just because we're just doing the podcast and Chris reckons that I do a character in the podcast and it sounds like you. So do us a favour and just say, my name is Kevin Winter. I live in South Shields, blood, just whatever you want.
Right, right. Tell us when.
Now.
My name's Kevin Winter and I'm a plasterer and I live in South Shields.
Absolutely brilliant. There we go.
I tell you what, Kev, do you want to give your plastering business a little plug?
Oh, go on then.
Go on.
Redhead Plastering and Property Services. We're on Instagram and Facebook.
There we go.
Right, yeah. Harry Pet. Right.
Is that it?
Is that it?
I'll ring you later.
I need one of that guy's
because
you
Love you, bye.
Bye,
Word of warning, if you do get Kev to plaster your house, he will stop halfway through to take a phone call to be on a podcast.
Yeah, he's actually busy doing ours now, bless him. Do you really think?
Yeah, yeah.
I think he put a bit of a posh voice on there.
He's obviously in a client's house there. Yeah,
yeah.
Get a couple of pints in him, you'll hear him.
Yeah, I'm Kevin, we're having plaster from South Shields.
So, What's your beef then? What's your beef with me this week? I've got mine. I've got mine ready, ready and raring to go, mate.
Right.
It's in the chamber, cock lock and ready to rock.
Right. Yeah. How are you then?
My beef with you this week is you did something the other night that was absolutely infuriating. Some might say it was a bit controlling, a bit of gaslighting, which you've accused me of in the past. I was backed into a corner that I couldn't get out of.
The best.
Nah, I was backed into a corner that I couldn't get out of. And there was no way of not being in trouble once you'd set the ball rolling. And it was manipulative, and it was awful. But I did win, so it was great.
What was it?
You were making pasta the other night. You were making our tea because you're lovely, fantastic cook.
Yeah, look after the family, make the tea.
You turned to me and said, "Can you get me a colander?" I said, "Yes." You said, "Get the colander out of the Jamie Oliver pan, the big Jamie Oliver pan, right?" I said, the big Jamie Oliver pan, and you pointed at the cupboard that has 5 Jamie Oliver pans in and 1 IKEA pan. I said, the Jamie Oliver colander? Which one's that? What do you mean? You went, oh, it's the big one in there. It's the Jamie Oliver colander. Just get it. I said, that's the IKEA colander. You went, oh my God. And I quote, because I wrote it down. And I quote,
oh.
I can't be bothered to argue with you, Chris. It is the Jamie Oliver colander. Just get it out for us, please. And I thought, I would normally leave that, but that was incredibly rude and arrogant. So this needs to be rectified immediately. I got it out. I looked at it. You went. And I quote, because I wrote it down. Go on then. Have a look on the bottom now to see that it's definitely the Jamie Oliver one. I know I'm right, and I can't be bothered to argue with you. I lifted up the pan and the colander. It said IKEA on the bottom. Once I said, that says IKEA, you then said, you're such a dick. And you didn't speak to us for 5 minutes. You fucking maniac. I rest my case.
Oh, I really thought it was the Jamie Oliver one.
Wasn't, was it?
One.
You didn't just think it, did you?
No.
You absolutely believed it so much that you were such a dick about it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Listen, hang on a minute. Right, hang on.
Is that a little bit louder?
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't mean it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Me. Yes.
I am sorry.
Okay. Good.
I was very busy making the tea.
Making
the wholesome, lovely meatball pasta tea.
Yep. Very good.
Do you remember, just as a little diversion, possibly, of this? Because I am sorry for being a dick. Robin.
Yeah.
Don't like meatballs. I hate meatballs.
Oh, it's been non-stop.
I'm not eating meatballs. Cook the meatballs. Let him turn them in the pan, didn't I?
Yeah,
I think
he
enjoyed
them.
That. And then he ate 4 meatballs.
No, so he won't have them in the pasta. He'll go, I don't like meatballs, and he takes them out. He ate them before the pasta was ready.
Yeah.
They were on a bit of kitchen roll, letting the grease come out of them. And he walked past and went, and I froze. Because he went to you, Mammy, can I have a meatball? And I like froze and I looked and I was like, fuck's he going to do with this meatball? Because I had an allocated amount of meatballs that I wanted. If he eats them, that's fine. If he's going to throw it on the floor, I'm not having it.
Mm.
Ate 4 of them. I've seen nothing like it.
He's a psycho.
The bullshitters, kids. The amount of times he goes, I don't like that, I won't eat it. And I go, just look, you can have a lolly or whatever. If you put it in your mouth, just try it, please. He puts it in his mouth and he goes, oh. And then he fucking has so much of it.
He goes, oh, it's actually quite delicious.
Yeah.
Wanker.
Jerk! Come on, what's your beef? It won't be that one. And you're not getting an apology out of us, whatever it is. I don't care. I'm standing my ground.
My beef
with you. All right,
you.
I'm sorry.
My beef with you at the minute
mm-hmm.
is, and I don't know whether this is because we're spending a lot more time together
mm-hmm.
or whatever, or you're just sick of us.
Right.
But you won't sit and talk to us anymore. And I'm really sad about it.
What, Rosie, what do you think we're doing now?
I know, but any time I try to sit and talk to you recently,
mm-hmm.
you're like, you're mostly in the living room.
Yeah.
If I sit and talk to you, you get the TV remote, you look at us, but you point the remote at the telly.
I do have it ready.
But you look at us talking and I go, well, are you listening to us? Are you going to press play? And you're like, I'm just getting it ready. I'm like, that's the rudest thing I've ever known. And then last night.
Oh, so this let's is tell new, them about actually, last night.
This is a new
great.
Thing that you've decided to do.
Yeah.
You take the flipping Nintendo Switch up to bed.
Yeah.
Like a bloody massive black condom in your bedroom.
The control pads are red and blue, but yeah.
Conversation condom. That's what it is. And you don't speak to us anymore. I don't want to talk to us.
Right, I only took the... Stop being so needy. I only took the Nintendo Switch up one night. I did it last night because we'll play on Mario Odyssey, me and Robin, but we're at the point now where we'll literally have like... There's 900 power moons on the game to collect. We've literally got 890 moons or whatever, 860, 70 odd moons. Mm-hmm. We've got a few to collect and they're hard. And he goes, let's go and get that. And we'll go to get it. And I die once because it's hard. And he goes, oh, don't do that. And I'm like, and he keeps going, do that when I'm not here, daddy. Do that when I'm asleep, daddy. And I'm like, mate, I don't have, I'm with you all the time. I can't do that. So last night I tried to do a couple of the harder ones. All right. Sometimes in the living room, you just will pause the telly and start a conversation about something mental. Oh, and I'll be like, this God is allocated time to watch the telly here.
Wow.
But I do apologise because last night you took it weird and you rolled off the sofa and lay under the coffee table and fell asleep under the coffee table like a fucking cat.
Right.
So that was weird. And I was very aware that I'd upset you. So you know what? I will listen from now on. I will listen to what you say and I will really pay attention from now on.
I just want to let you know that I didn't roll and sleep under the coffee table because I was upset. I rolled off the settee is a dramatic sort of like I wanted to make you laugh type right. thing. Rolled off the set A. Then I just kept rolling and it was actually quite comfy.
Yeah.
I think it was because it was like in. And I used to sleep on a bunk bed, you know. So I think it's got some
that's
sort
like,
of...
You know when you watch movies when people come back from war and they can't sleep on a comfy bed and they sleep on the floor next to it. You're under a fucking coffee table.
Mine's just a mean bunk bed. I feel safe.
Honestly, I think it's a subconscious thing of it. I used to sleep in a... But I was on the top bunk, so I think it's like the ceiling used to be like right there. I love sleeping in a bunk
bed. Did you never sit up and hit your head off the ceiling?
I think it was just okay enough. I mean, I could absolutely touch the ceiling.
Yeah, sure.
Like I was at the ceiling. Yeah. But I loved sleeping on a bunk bed, me. Kate underneath, me on the bottom. I mean, all we did was fight. So it wasn't like happy times.
Was it not a bit like prison?
What do you mean?
Bunk beds. They've got bunk beds in prison.
I don't think so.
Or do they have bunk beds in prison or is that just on
They do
films?
Have, I don't know, never been.
When you moved or she moved, did you not feel it in the bed?
Yeah.
Was that not annoying?
Chris, when you've got no other option, do you know what I mean? You've just got to put up with it.
You could have went and slept on another coffee table.
I bloody could have. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
It's time for questions from the public.
From the public.
Public. As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, it's shaggedmarinoid@gmail.com. Send us your questions. Send us your hopes, your dreams, your lockdown stories, your dilemmas, your office polls, whatever you like.
I meant to tell you, I was going through the emails yesterday. And do you know how on social media and stuff like that, you get like bots messaging you?
Yeah.
I think we had some bots emailing saying like, hello, beautiful. How are you?
Oh, no, they were for me. Just ignore them. I'll get back to them.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, it's just, don't worry about it.
They were all men.
Why are you judging?
I'm not.
Well, there we go then.
Great.
Look, a compliment's a compliment, Rosie.
You do what you want to do. Right. Dear Chris and Rosie, got a quick would you rather, and I would love to know your stance on this.
Okay. Is it revolting or is it quite good?
It's not revolting. God, okay. It's all right. Cool, it's cool. Just, you know, there's a bit of a backstory.
Oh.
Mm. I had a baby last year and I'm still breastfeeding him.
Okay.
My husband has a thing about my milk and won't ever try his food if I've put expressed milk in it.
So, sorry.
Mm.
Try what food? Whose food?
Well,
the baby's food.
Yes.
So she must put expressed,
yes. So, like checking the temperature of the porridge, for example. So she's using that expressed milk.
That's fair enough. I thought you meant like in his fucking tea.
No, I did as well when I read that, but that's not what it means.
I've made the dough for the bread with your whatever you put.
She was actually talking about a son.
Right.
She won't. He won't ever try his food. Right. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Okay.
These scrambled eggs have got my breast milk in. Why won't you drink them?
She finds it a bit funny and she likes to wind him up about it.
Got you.
When the world went a bit higgledy-piggledy with all the panic buying, etc., I pointed out that we would be okay for milk, as I could just express for us, to his horror.
Excellent.
So I then asked a would you rather. Would you rather drink my expressed breast milk?
Right.
Or die?
That is night and day. That is.
Do you know what he picked?
He picked
die.
Wow. Wow.
He would rather die than drink her express
Goodness.
Breast milk.
Yeah, but what does she mean by drink? Does she mean like every day forever? I mean, well, you know what? There's a third option. Cut milk out.
Yeah, true.
Glass of water. Jesus.
Can't have water on your Rice Krispies, can you?
So that's not a would you rather. That's her saying to him, drink your breast milk or I'll kill you.
Basically, yes. But this just got me thinking, though, because there's two extremes to this, right? Because I've known blokes who love breast milk.
Sorry?
I've known blokes who, like, love their wives' or partners' breast milk.
What do you mean, I've known blokes?
Well, that's maybe like... not, like, I couldn't personally think... Well, I can, but I would never say. But they have, like, have tastes of it all the time, and apparently it's really sweet, and, like, I've tried it.
Right.
Not my own.
Right.
Because my boobs didn't work properly.
Right.
But I've tried other people's, and it is quite sweet. It's got quite a nice taste.
Ugh.
Would you... okay, then. Would you drink my breast milk?
How much of it and what
like,
is
would
the
you
scenario?
Have it in your tea?
No, because it would just be... I'd try it. I'd have a little taste of it to see what it was like. I'd dip my finger in it.
Did
be
you
like,
not try mine? Because I did express for a while.
I don't know. I'm just remembering back to the point when... Because you expressed for a bit and then Robin was on formula. And I remember we didn't have... I was in the house with Robin. You were out gallivanting somewhere. He was still a baby.
What? Are you kidding? Had a C-section?
Yeah, but you're gallivanting. It was when he was a bit better. He was a bit bigger. He was on formula, bottled stuff. There was no milk in the house. And I remember... For fucking ages, like Walter White from Breaking Bad, I stood at the sink trying to make some kind of milk that would go in me tea.
What, out of formula?
Out of formula. So I used loads of the powder with water, then hardly any of the powder with water at different temperatures. I tried 6 or 7 different ways to put it in the tea and it was revolting.
That would be disgusting.
Yeah, I couldn't have a tea. I had to just have some water. I was devastated.
See, bet you wish I'd had me booby milk.
But no, because my point is I think that would be rubbish as well. I think it'd be really watery and crap. I think you'd have to put absolutely loads of it in for it to have any, you know what I mean, for it to have any effect on the tea. I think it'd be horrible. And I think you dip the biscuit in, it would make it even worse.
Oh.
Float,
just want to give a little shout out to breastfeeding mums, but to also bottle feeding mums because I was a bottle feeding mum.
Yeah.
I know it sounds a bit silly on our podcast, but we've got a lot of women and men.
Oh, yeah, we've got some time to fill.
We've got a bit of time to fill. No, we really struggled, didn't we?
Yeah.
I was desperate to breastfeed. Mm-hmm. I went to the classes. I read all the books. I was like, oh, I'll be fine doing this.
Yeah.
Just didn't work. Robin was a massive baby. I had a C-section. My milk didn't come in for like a week and a bit. And I didn't really know about milk coming in.
Right.
Something I didn't really know about, but there was just none there. And we put him on formula and, you know, it was great. Remember that one night, the night when you...
When you were first given it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like finding the mute button on a telly.
I know. Oh, I know.
It's like, oh my God, that's how you fucking switch that noise off.
He's just been starving, bless him. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. I remember it really vividly. 3 o'clock in the morning, I was expressing, but I was hardly getting anything out my boobs. And he was just having a tiny bit. And then we were giving him formula in a little cup. Because we didn't want to get him too used to bottles. And it was 3 o'clock in the morning. And you made a bottle without telling us. Because I was crying my eyes out. Going, it's just not happening. Why isn't this blah, blah, blah? And you made a bottle. And you went, look, there's a bottle there. It's totally up to you. If you want to do it, it's there. And you were very much of the, I'm sick of watching you hammer yourself and beat yourself up about it.
Well, I remember the I don't know what they're called, the breastfeeding specialist who came around, what they're called.
Oh, what's the lactation?
Whatever. The lass who, the professional breastfeeder came round and she sat with you for an hour and a half of you crying and Robin crying and finally got him to latch on and then left going, oh, it's sorted now. And I was like, well, what's it going to take an hour and fucking half every time? Poor kid's going to be traumatised. And then, we went for the bottle and just, oh.
Yes, yeah, best thing I ever did.
He was literally, he looked like he just had like an all-you-can-eat buffet afterwards. He was just lying there like, that was amazing.
Oh, he was great.
Night-night little dude. And he slept really late the next day, didn't he?
He did.
Because he'd had loads of...
He did. Yeah. So if you are currently with baby, struggling, then don't beat yourself up. It's not worth it. But if you can breastfeed, then amazing. If it works, go for it.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Dear Rosie and Chris, after hearing you mention that you received an olive tree as a wedding gift, I decided to write in and tell you about a gift me and my husband received when we got married 11 years ago.
Just as a side note, if you want to hear us really slag that olive tree off, it's on my DVD.
Oh.
All Grown Up.
What was that?
Bit of on Amazon.
Plug.
Mm.
Love it. We got married in Ireland and a lot of people very kindly travelled over for the wedding. A family friend on my husband's side came to speak to me at the wedding and told me he had a gift for us, but he couldn't bring it over on the plane. And he would bring it to our house after we returned from our honeymoon.
Got you.
Honeyboons are nice, aren't they? Remember
honeyboons.
Honeyboons.
Aye, honeymoons are good.
Honeyboons are nice.
Just literally, I've got no quirky thing. I'm literally looking off into the distance and fondly remembering the honeymoon.
It's very nice. I assured him no gift needed. He had travelled to Ireland, etc. But he insisted and seemed quite excited about it.
Oh.
What?
I hate it when someone bigs up the present.
Oh,
how fucking much is this prick bit? I'm sorry. How much has he bigged it up? Hey, couldn't bring it on the plane. I'll specifically set aside a day after your honeymoon to come and give you it. Oh, you're going to love it. I can already tell you, it's going to be shit. If someone said that to me, my head literally goes to, you're going to have a new car for us with a ball round it. Like, this is going to be amazing. Like, Couldn't bring it on the plane. It's either a car or loads of cocaine. Because you couldn't bring it on the plane.
Or like a car full of cocaine.
Car full of cocaine. So I watched White Lines on Netflix last night.
That's the one. Fast forward 3 weeks later and we are home and back to work.
Fucking 3 weeks he's had to wait. Oh, what a prick. Right, come on.
I get a call from my husband to say that the friend will be calling to the house later on to drop off the present.
Oh, God.
I was excited.
Yeah.
Something to look forward to. I watched from the window as he reversed into our driveway and took an odd-shaped thing with a sheet over it from the back seat of his car.
Prick.
I opened the door, and after the usual greetings, he came in and put this thing on the floor. He proudly removed the sheet to present me with 2 live birds.
Wow. Wow. I fully thought it was going to be a plant. And then when you said 2, I was like, 2 plants? 2 birds?
Listen,
fucking nutcase.
Listen to this.
Who cares? I'm shocked.
Listen. They're lovebirds, he told me with a huge smile on his face.
That's the worst present in the world.
Hey, this gets better. He then said he had to rush off, gave me a bag of seed and an instruction book and walked out the door.
He's the worst person in the world. I love him.
Sitch, I didn't feel I knew him well enough to say what the actual fuck.
That is horrendous gift given. That is so fucking stupid.
It gets better.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry, can I just, I don't want to spoil anything, but just to interject here, you would only give someone that present if they had literally said, I've always wanted birds.
Yeah. Oh.
I've always, I don't know where to get them. I don't, we've got room for them. We love birds. I've always wanted some, but I've never got round with, bang, get them.
There you go.
Unbelievable. Here's a present that is going to die if you don't look after it, needs feeding, is going to cost you money.
Yeah.
Is loud, uh-huh. Is going to shit on your floor, and guess what? They love birds, so they're probably going to fuck all the time.
Could be allergic to birds.
Good heavens. Come
on. Do you
want
to hear the rest?
Absolutely. What so a now we mad are, man.
Now we are stuck with two birds who are so noisy and seem to spend a lot of time angrily pecking at each other. They don't seem very in love.
Fantastic.
I came home from work one day and they had escaped from the cage and they were shit all over my kitchen.
It's a fucking booby trap. It's a booby trap.
My husband was working miles away, so I had to call my sister and brother-in-law to come and help me catch them. But the end of the story came about 2 months after we received them. They had been quite noisy during the night, and we came down in the morning to find one of them lying on the bottom of the cage.
Oh my
dead.
God. Oh my fucking God.
Listen, listen. I immediately burst into tears, confusing my husband, who knew I hated them, but I felt guilty. Did I wish it dead? Was this a bad omen for my marriage? We took them to my granddad, who was visiting from Ireland. He used to keep canaries and breed them. He would have loved that present. He told us that, yes, he was dead. but also, what we actually had was two male birds.
Yeah.
And that the other one had probably killed it.
Wow.
So,
my
not love
halfway
birds.
Through this, my guess was going to be, I bet, what if there were two blokes by accident? I was
yeah, the
guess
two blokes.
That is a... That's the worst... I've put that up there with the worst present I think I've ever heard.
That's a terrible present.
Here's two birds. Oh, they're lovebirds. Oh, by the way, I'm wrong. The two blokes. The loudest foot, they're going to escape shit over your house. And at one point, one of them's going to murder the other one and you're going to find it.
Have we spoken about my hamster on here?
I don't know.
We got a hamster from a local little pet shop. Mm-hmm. It was actually quite rank.
Was it the one at Chai?
Yes.
I got my hamster from there as well. Yeah.
I think they had like a mass...
Opposite the metro station at Chichester,
mass delivery of hamsters. Yeah, yeah. We bought this hamster, didn't realise the hamster was pregnant.
Great.
And then one day, it had babies.
Oh, no.
And me, my brother and sister were just like staring at it, kind of like, what's going on? Probably made a bit too much noise. Uh-huh. And the hamster started eating her babies. Because she thought by eating them, she was putting them back in her stomach. Which
what?
Is really grim, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Eating our babies?
Eating our babies.
By eating them, was she swallowing them whole or was she biting them in half?
I don't remember that vividly. I think she was like just whole, swallowing them back.
This is one of the worst stories I've ever been told.
It's true.
You may have told me this and I may have blanked it out.
Yeah, it's true. It was really disturbing, actually. We had to take it back. We thought it was a boy.
I had a hamster. And basically, my mates had hamsters, and they were like them lush, like the brown and white coloured, lovely, like almost mahogany in places, lovely brownie hamsters. The classic hamster.
Bunny hamster.
Yeah. I went to the shop to get one. They only had an albino one left.
Mm.
It was a bright white with red eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a looker. It was a girl. She wasn't pregnant, thank God. She wasn't a slag. her name was Henrietta, I called her. And because my auntie had a dog called Henry, so I called the hamster Henrietta.
Original.
Yeah, and it was an escape artist. It used to get out all the time.
Mm.
It went behind the fire. It went in the walls. It went in the sofa. It went one time. It got out of the cage in my bedroom, and it went in under my mum and dad's shower, and then into the walls. Have I ever told you how my dad caught it?
No.
Genuinely, no word of a lie. It was in the walls. I was distraught, crying my eyes out. It was in the walls, and he got it out with a biscuit tin with a stick and a treat tied to the stick, like in cartoons.
Yeah.
And I remember being, there's two times in my life where I've been like, oh my God, cartoons are real. There was that, when he caught it, it was like in the morning, it was back in the cage. And I was like, did you get it? He was like, that's how I did it. And I was like, unbelievable. And the other time was I saw an old lady fall over in a shopping centre with my mum, and we ran up to see if she was okay, and I looked and she'd slipped on a banana peel. And I was like, the fuck's going on? Two times in my life where I'm like, cartoons are coming into me world.
You're going to start putting matches under people's arse just so they'll go, wah, 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 wah.
The day that the lady fell on a banana peel was the same day that I got shat on by a bird. I must have only been about 5 or 6, and I was walking along with a yellow mac on in South Shields, and I got shat on by a seagull. Do you know, I told Robin this recently, and he won't believe us.
Why have we been... Yeah.
My four-year-old son will not believe that I've ever been shat on by a bird. He's so suspicious.
He was like, no, you haven't. You're tricking us.
Yeah. He's going, you're trying to trick us. I was going, I've been pooed on by a bird. He's going, no, you're tricking us. I'm going, look at your trampoline in the garden. The poo everywhere. They're minging. No, not on you.
He didn't believe mine.
Well, yours. I'd never heard yours. This blew me mind. Tell the listeners, when you were shat on by a bird, tell them where it went.
Is it in me mouth?
He believes that. He doesn't believe I was shat on in my head, but he believes you were shat on in the mouth. What happened?
I was little. Uh-huh. You know when it's raining and you're little and you put your mouth up to get the rain in your mouth, and bird shat in my mouth. Right in the corner. Horrible it was.
In my head, you watched your hamster eat its babies. You went outside for some fresh air, opened your mouth, and a bird shat in your mouth. It all happened on the same day for me.
Hey, lucky mouth.
Do you not reckon there's even a part of a bird where, when they're shiting, do you not reckon there's a bit of them? I'd love it if scientists discovered that there's a bit of a bird where, a bit of its brain where when it shits, it hits a human, a little bit of its brain goes, fucking get in.
Get in, I. 20 points, get in.
Imagine when it's shat in your mouth, all the other seagulls just go, no! Jackpot! Get in, lad! You see that? Right in a stupid mouth. 10 points. Come on, lads. It's got the beach.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Okay, this needs to come with a warning. It's not disgusting.
Right.
But if you're a bit queasy about stuff,
yeah,
then it needs to come. Oh, I thought you were going to touch me face.
No, I was just realigning your mic.
This story involves nipple piercings.
Fantastic.
Not something I'm particularly fussed with myself, but hey, whatever floats your boat.
Couldn't think of anything worse.
No.
To touch or to have myself. Mm. Couldn't think of anything worse. You know that really sensitive thing on you? That one sensitive thing where if you wear the wrong kind of t-shirt, it can annoy you all day. Put a metal rod through it.
Yeah.
Absolutely fine for that.
I nearly got mine done years ago. I nearly did a lot of things, but I wimped out.
I nearly did a lot of things.
I did.
That's an autobiography title. Fantastic. Rosie Ramsey, I nearly did a lot of things.
I nearly took drugs loads of times, but I never did.
Well done, you.
No, never. Never, ever. See? Well,
really, really, genuinely should be really proud of that.
I am very proud of it. And you know who I thank for that? Sandra.
Yeah.
Sandra.
I think we mentioned this before, but tell them what she used to do.
Sandra used to clip out newspaper articles, cut them out, put them at the bottom of our beds almost once a week.
Of anyone who got ill or died or arrested for drugs. It went at the bottom of the bed, didn't it?
Yeah. Great, it went on the fridge and everything. It did. From all over the country, any young adult who died from taking drugs, my mum would cut it out and stick it around the house. So I constantly just had the reminder of, if you take drugs, you might die.
What a morbid little scrapbook she was making.
Oh, mate, you should have seen it when there was an article about how good fruit and vegetables are for you. They used to crop up all the time.
You get them blown up, didn't you?
Oh, God.
Placards.
Yeah. But it worked. It worked. So
it's an interesting technique. I don't know if it works for everyone, but it's very good.
Yeah. Worked on me. I was terrified of this stuff.
Yeah, but some kids could rebel against that. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's really good. Fair play to her.
Well, I think she did it. I'm not even joking. She did it from when we were about 11.
Wow.
Yeah, it was early.
That's grim.
It was early on. Wow. So it was ingrained in there. It wasn't like a teenager, you know, you've got your life here. I'd need to tell you this about drugs.
It was
from 11. I was just terrified of anything. So... you know. Right. Drugs are for mugs. Just want to tell you that. We'll go back to the nipples.
Yeah. We'll go back to the nipples.
Go back to them nips.
How many other podcasts say that?
Not many.
Just go back to the nipples.
Probably not many. I was first told this story by my flatmate about a year ago and would love to hear what you think of it. I have thoroughly enjoyed retelling it to everyone I know and watching the looks of horror on their faces. It's short and sweet, so here goes. So... my flatmate's friend had just got her nipple pierced and was taking a shower, as you do. She looked down and noticed there seemed to be a bit of thread poking out from said piercing. Not to worry, she thought. It'll just come off by itself in the shower.
Oh, God.
A couple of minutes passed and she looked down again, expecting the thread to have gone. It still hadn't. Odd, she thought. Instead of, you know, maybe trying to brush it off first, she took matters into her own hands. Grabbing a pair of scissors, she decided to cut the thread off herself. Seems somewhat logical. However, what she hadn't realised was that the thread wasn't a piece of thread after all. Nope. It was, in fact, a nerve.
No way! No! Oh, God!
Yes. A nerve that for some reason during the piercing process had popped out. Still not exactly sure how, but as you can imagine, scissors and nerves don't tend to mix well, especially in such a sensitive area of the body. After cutting the thread off, she ended up blacking out in the shower due to the pain.
Sorry, so many questions here. I don't know if I believe this. It's one of the worst things I've ever heard in my life. My legs are genuinely numb. I feel like I'm going to pass out and be sick.
Sorry. I did warn you.
You know in 127 hours where James Franco gets his arm caught?
Cut his arm.
You know the bit where he cuts the nerve and it makes the noise from operation?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of here. Now,
I'm sorry.
How was it not hurting? If a nerve's hanging out, how is it not hurting like
How is it not sensitive?
How is it not hurting so much? How does it not feel like our insides are on the outside is the first thing I want to ask. The second thing is, well, she might not have grabbed it. She might have just went straight at it with the scissors. And there might have been some pain there anyway off the piercing. So the piercing might have been throbbing anyway, so she might not have known. That's fair enough. My main one is, who's just got a pair of fucking scissors in the shower like a lunatic?
She might have got them out of the bathroom.
Or grab me shower scissors that I keep on that hook above me head in this wet place.
I don't know. Don't ask me.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sort of 60% of us thinks that's true and 40% prays that it's not.
Do you think
not.
We should keep it in the podcast?
100% keep it in and let people make their own mind up. But that my toes are fucking curling.
I know.
I feel sick.
Terrific, isn't it? I've read that and I felt the same as you when I first read it. I was like, this is grim.
Because
you can just feel it.
Yeah. Do you know what it reminds us of?
Mm.
I once cut some flesh from under my tongue with some scissors.
Why did you do that?
I had a bit of it was like an ulcer. And then I don't know what happened, but it was like, you know, under your tongue, there's some like scraggy bits. Like, there was like a bit hanging off. And I remember it was hanging off and it was hurting. And I remember I got some nail scissors and at my mum and dad's house and I just cut it off from underneath.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It was when I was going on loads of nights out when I was younger. Like, you know, when you would do like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday on a night out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I don't know, eating loads of unhealthy and like talking loads and you know when you're like pissed, you like bite your lips and your tongue when you're talking because you kind of control your face. Oh, I cut it off on the
drugs off
the
our mugs,
worst.
Guys.
It was alcohol, how dare you?
Mm.
I wouldn't mind some drugs afterwards, it was hurting like fuck.
Speaking of piercings, I have to re-pierce my ears every time I want to wear earrings.
Sorry, I'm not aware of this.
Did you not know this?
No, this is disgusting.
What?
What do you mean you've got to re-pierce your ears?
Well, I got my ears pierced when I was like 15 because I wasn't allowed to get them done any earlier. I had to wait till my 15th birthday. Sandra, you are so strict.
Great.
I swear to God. No drugs.
Yeah.
You know, having to wait until I was 15 to get my ears pierced.
Did you put newspaper cuttings of every time someone got an ear infection?
Probably.
Local man gets earring caught in pneumatic drill.
Yeah, they can get pulled off in the schoolyard. That's what I used to get all the time. So I got my ears pierced when I was 15 and then quite shortly after I realised that I don't really suit earrings, actually. But then there's been times when I've worn them.
Because you've got a tiny head?
I think it is, actually.
Yeah.
I very rarely wear them, but there's been times when I've had to wear them for like fancy dress and just if I'm going to a posh thing, I think, I'll put some nice earrings in.
Okay.
So every time that I put earrings in now, recently, current day, I have to like stab my ear again.
That's horrendous.
And I have to genuinely.
Nothing's worth that.
Go through skin.
That's awful.
It's a true story.
Well, I didn't have to. I remember a load of my mates went and got them pierced. Mm. Yeah, I get your left one pierced because if you've got the right one done, you are gay.
Yeah,
that was brilliant. And they would always
so
get
ridiculous.
It and they had to turn them. I remember you'd get it done and they would have to turn them. I went with
so
one.
They don't infect.
Yeah, and that was it. So it got. Yeah, you had to give a wipe for it. Mm-hmm. I remember I used to ask my mum, I used to always say, can I get it done? And she was like, absolutely not. I'm so glad.
Oh, were you not allowed?
Nah. What, the gold chava stud in the left ear.
Oh, sorry, Mr. buys lighters on holiday.
I used to buy lighters on holiday. What's wrong with that?
What? You weren't allowed to get your ear done, but you were allowed to buy lighters on holiday?
Well, yeah,
and knuckle dusters?
But as long as I wasn't heating up a bit of metal and pushing through my ear with the lighter, then everything was all right.
Fair enough.
I remember you would have the, they would have the little stud and they would turn the stud. And then after, I think it was like a month or 4 weeks or something, or 8 weeks, I don't know what it was. But after that, they could get the ring, the sleeper ring. Can you remember that?
Yeah.
When you, when you sort of get your chav earring status, when you got upgraded, you then had the like sleeper ring in.
Nice.
And then after a while, a load of lads got their eyebrows done as well. Which that I found was popular. Really strange. Yeah.
Do you not remember the people who used to get their ears done, but then put the tunnels in? I went out with a guy who had like two massive tunnels.
Oh, yeah. In his ears. I still see people with them. But what I do see a lot more recently is I see people with the tunnels taken out.
I know.
So they've just got a like a big elastic band hanging from their ear.
It's a bit grim, isn't
it? You go, oh, I used to have tunnels in there. And you go, dude, you're going to have to keep them tunnels in. Like,
well, if you watch programs like Botched, etc., normally it's people who've had the big tunnels gone a bit too big and then having to get the earlobe. Like whacked off and get plastic surgery to fix it.
Someone, I know. You could put a fucking apple in it.
But hey, fashion. Turn to the left. Fashion.
I've just never been up for. I've never been up for tattoos. I've never been up for putting metal holes in my body with metal. I don't know. Maybe I'm a wimp.
Just never lived.
I've never been up for it. Nah, I'm all right. I'm absolutely fine. Never lived, says the one who has to pierce her ears again. Yeah, I'm just getting ready.
That's true. Right,
come on, let's go.
It kills. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Just thought we'd take this little opportunity to let you know that we've been nominated for an award.
We bloody have.
Bloody getting a bit boring now, all these nominations. We've been nominated in the British Podcast Awards for Best New Podcast. Because I know it feels like we've been doing this forever, but we came out last year, we released our podcast just before the cutoff. For any nominations. But don't worry about that, because that's just after the cutoff. I don't know. Don't worry about that, though, guys, because that is just a panel decides, you know, a panel are going to sit and decide that we don't win that one. But what you guys can do is, we're up again. Obviously, every podcast in the whole UK is up for the listener's choice. And last year, you absolute beauties voted and voted and voted and got us third.
Oh my gosh, yeah, and we'd only been going
a month or so, and you got us third. So we know you can better that this time. Just Google British Comedy Awards or Comedy Awards and go on, click on vote, and you can vote for us in the listener's choice. And
thanks,
hopefully
we'll
win this year. Yeah, and thank you in advance for all of the voting you're going to do.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi. After listening to last week's podcast and the part where someone asked about strange things that happen in families, I thought I would write in. A few years ago, I had a young lad working for me. He asked one day if we had any vacancies going for his twin brother. We did have a vacancy, so I asked him to fill in an application form. After reading his application form, I noticed his brother had a different surname. Okay. I asked the question why. He replied, "We are twins, but we have different mams."
Sorry.
I asked him how this could be. He explained that his dad had an affair and both he and his brother were born in the same hospital within 5 minutes of each other.
That...
each mother in the next room and the dad dashing between the two.
That doesn't make you a fucking twin.
It kind of does, though.
It absolutely doesn't. Is he stupid?
But it does, though, a bit.
No.
So what? Just brothers? Born.
Half-brothers.
Brothers. Half-brothers born within 5 minutes of each other.
Yeah, the only thing they share is a cunt of a dad.
A twin
is an egg that is split in two.
I know, but still.
A fertilised egg that's split in two, but fertilised by one sperm. He's an idiot.
So funny, though, isn't
he? He's a fucking idiot. He's going around telling people he's a twin. That's bollocks. That's like me just going to the records in the hospital, finding out who was born on the same time as me and going, hey, we're twins, aren't we?
No, they've got the same dad, though, so there is some blood there.
I might give them half twin. Just for a joke.
Half twin.
I'd give them half twin in the same way that you give, we're talking about Doug and Chris last week, we made to it. It's like, oh, I'm his uncle. And it's like, he was younger. And it's like, but we'll just call each other cousins. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'd give them our half twins. Nah, but we're actually just brothers. Fucking me twin. Can me twin have a job?
I think it's hilarious.
But I can tell you know why they're not really twins, right? Because if your twin wanted a job, surely you would just ask for more hours and he'd come in half the time and you'd go home half the time.
Well, they're not identical, though, are they?
Well, of course they're not, because they're not fucking twins. They're just two lads.
Don't tell them that.
Idiots. I hope he's listening. He's an idiot. Your brother's an idiot as well. You're both idiots. Your half-brother.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, I want to start off by saying that I usually don't let the dog sleep on my bed with me. Uh-huh. But I have every night since lockdown, so for about 2 months.
I can understand that. I don't know where I stand. I think sometimes I go, oh, your dog sleeps here. It's weird. But then I think if I had a dog and I loved it, I'd be like, come to bed with daddy.
No.
Okay.
Not happening in my house. You will be sleeping in a separate bed. But oh, then again, yeah, you're right. I don't know. I just think dogs smell.
Yeah. I don't know. But I think when you've got your own dog, I don't think it smells.
I don't think you can smell your own
dog.
Yeah,
I think you get nose blind to your own dog.
I think you're right.
We'll see. We'll see one day.
One day.
I'm dead and buried.
Fingers crossed.
Okay, here we go. When I turn the light off, she always does a really content sigh, like she's ready to go to sleep. And then I give her a cuddle because I thought it was cute.
Oh, that's lovely. Mm-hmm. See, how lush is that?
I know. But yesterday, she rolled in something in the field and smelled awful, so she had to sleep downstairs.
Got you.
Probably fox poo.
That's not yet. That normally happens.
Fox poo.
Why
stinks.
Do dogs do that?
It's because...
Oh, look, there's another dog shit. Oh, belly flop.
I know. It's ranking it. See, this is what I mean. This is you. Yes, dogs are very cute. I love stroking them. I love cuddling them. I love watching them run for balls.
Yeah.
But I didn't want them rolling and shit and coming to my house. Do you know what I mean? This is you've got to look just, at the bigger picture.
Well, she could have cleaned the dog. She could have just washed the dog. Why is she letting the dog?
That poo stays. Really? My friend Zita, her dog Ronnie, absolutely gorgeous. I've slept in a bed with Ronnie before. He's lovely, but he would roll in fox shit all the time.
Right.
And even when she washed him, he legit stunk of it.
Mm. See, I'd use the jet wash.
That would probably take the skin off.
I'm joking. Don't email in. I wouldn't fucking jet wash a dog. I'm kidding.
Please.
Stop it.
Do not torture your dog.
Do you know, I used to love washing dogs. Do you know, I had a thing about, like, I just love washing dogs.
What dogs have you washed?
Any friend that I knew that had a dog, right? Or I had a girlfriend once who had a dog. I would be like, can I wash the dog? And I'd be like, if it was time to wash the dog, they would save up not washing the dog because they knew when I come round, I'd wash the dog.
Oh no.
That was like my thing. I loved the idea of washing the dog. Well, I like bats. I like dogs.
Oh, I get sad when I realise how much you want a dog. One day, I promise you. One day, when I'm dead and buried.
Yeah.
Okay. So the dog's gone downstairs to sleep.
Right.
I was in bed last night and I turned the light off and I heard the sigh as always and for a second wondered when the dog had crept upstairs. I then remembered she was downstairs and I stayed awake for hours with the light on, realising the sigh had not been my dog for the last couple of months.
Right.
I then told my dad in the morning what had happened and he responded in a serious tone with, well... Obviously, there's an elderly lady present here. Your mum has seen her at the end of our bed before.
Jesus.
At the look of horror on my face, he did a guilty laugh and said, I shouldn't have told you, should I? Which makes me think he is not joking. We live in a very old cottage. I just really hope it isn't true.
Oh, I don't like stories like this.
Do you think it was the dog or do you think it was a little old lady?
Right. So I don't believe in ghosts at all, right? Mm-hmm. I don't believe in them. I've said this before. I think I've done this in my stand-up. And the line was, I do not believe in ghosts one little bit until it's dark.
Yeah.
But during the day, I'm like, bullshit, bollocks, pull the other one, nonsense, no evidence. Nighttime, someone tells us a story like that and I go... Check the cupboards.
Terrified.
I don't think it is. I think she was so used to hearing the sigh. I think she turned the light off and I think her brain let her hear the sigh.
But dogs don't really... Dogs like whimper, don't they?
Well, her dog obviously sighs.
But have you ever heard a dog go...
Not really, but I've never been with a dog when it's sitting down after a long day.
No, me neither. Maybe it's the do. Do dogs sigh?
Do dogs sigh?
ShagmaryAnnoyed@gmail.com. But if it was a little lady sigh, sighs aren't really a good thing. So she's probably at the bottom of her bed going, I wish you'd fuck off.
Probably, she's probably reading. She's probably sitting reading a book and just knocked the light off her. Fucking one page off the end of the chapter, bitch. All right, leave that in the morning then.
Same time every night.
same time every night, just before the end of the chapter.
Fucking snores as well. Jesus.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo. Thank you so much for listening to this week's Shag Marinoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Thank you so much, guys. As always, if you want to get in touch next week, shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Until then, stay safe, enjoy yourselves, and I was going to say keep laughing, but it sounds really... I was literally going to go keep laughing. Oh, I'm going for a wash.
Love yous. Bye.
Bye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.